Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Grace. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. What is grace? According to the King James Bible Dictionary, this is what is. 1. Favor, goodwill, kindness, disposition to oblige another. 2. Appropriately, the free unmerited love and favor of God, the spring and source of all the benefits men receive from him. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Romans 11:5. 3. Favorable influence of God, divine influence or the influence of the Spirit, in renewing the heart and restraining from sin. 4. The application of Christ's righteousness to the sinner. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5:2. 5. A state of reconciliation to God. Romans 5:2-2. Now, allow me to define it my way. It is all the things just quoted. For me, it's this, the means to overcome anything not by your own strength or ability. In this podcast, I will be discussing grace. I will be sharing some of the things I've gone through and how I came out of them. I will be giving practical methods for difficult challenges. So let's get into it. Grace, by many Christian standards, is God's unmerited favor upon a believer's life. While this is true, I believe it goes much deeper than that. I believe it's a manifestation of God's power, might, and strength, among other things. By what other way could I explain being able to still be on this earth of sound mind after going through the things that I did? I'll begin with this. I grew up raised by wolves. My parents were. There is not one thing that I can say that was good about my upbringing. There's not one moment that I look back on and say that was a good time. I'm not saying there weren't good times. What I'm saying is, there were far too many bad ones. Because of being raised by narcissists, it skewed my vision towards people. I was blinded by certain character traits because of being conditioned to accept certain behaviors. This led to being in relationships controlled by narcissists. Because of that, it had a major impact on the turmoil and trauma I faced. I've been around many in my life who have gone through much less by far than I did. And they are on medication, are self-medicating, or are deceased. So I ask myself, how am I still standing? The answer is grace. I never thought of it or knew what that was. But moment after moment, I overcame what I was facing. I recall another time after the death of my first wife. I was left with facing not only losing the love of my life at the time, but also having a son being born at 1 LB. 12 Oz and 25 weeks. I'd never seen a baby so tiny in my life. Not only that, I had to deal with three kids who were not handling it well along with figuring out what to fold with our house. I say that because where my wife died and where my son was being kept alive at were in a different city. I was traveling back and forth daily, and it had a toll on me physically and emotionally. At the same time, having to handle her burial and my own feelings was quite overwhelming. Even as I write this, I'm thinking to myself, how did I get through all that? And there's so much I've left out. How about finding out that the people that you grew up with, the people you called family and friends, the people that you gave everything you had in you to give, all betrayed you. That they are vessels for the enemy. Not only that, but you have to deal with them and not retaliate for the wicked things they gave done. How have I gotten through that? I get up many days and say, how did I manage to do all I've done with all the bodily afflictions I've gone through since I began to follow Jesus? Prior, I would have said that I was pretty healthy. I went to the gym often. I even had a gym in my basement. I ate things I shouldn't have, but for the most part, I cooked and ate healthy. So why am I experiencing one distress after another in my body? Some of these issues these so-called professionals can't seem to find an answer to. I have seen a minimum of 8 specialists for different problems for a span of at least 7 years. For some issues, even longer. I have had major and minor surgery for some of these problems. I have taken biological medicine, nuclear tests, and things I've never heard of before. I have endured pain from multiple parts of my body every day for at least the last 10 years. The funny part about it is, I'm still finding more things wrong in my body. There is not one part of my body that doesn't have something wrong with it. Not one. So, how is it that I get up every day, cook clean, wash clothes, and do all the things that daily life entails? How is it that when someone calls and needs me to help them move, I am able, or when someone calls and says I need your help to clean out their house? How is all this possible? It's grace. It's the ability to believe in, rely on, and trust in God. It's the ability to understand that all my life, I tried it my way, and it didn't work. That I needed to do something different if I wanted the life God has for me. It was surrendering to the Holy Spirit and allowing His work to be done in me. Once that began to happen, things then became so much easier to deal with. Why? Because I wasn't doing it in my own strength. I was relying on Him. I began to stop struggling with trying to fix everything on my own, and I adhered to God's ways of handling things. What came next was peace and joy. Most of what I shared in 2023 found out. I've gone through being a middle-aged adult and had not known that I was raised and controlled by narcissists most of my life. I did not know. My family doesn't care for me or the God I believe in. I did not know that there were demons inside them until they began manifesting in front of me. I did not know that my entire life was predestined to be this way. I did not know that God chose me to be His prophet. But by grace, I was able to come to know these things and not harbor any ill will towards anyone. That also I will contribute to grace. I consistently say I've been through more than most. The calling on my life represents this calling. The wonderful thing in all this is you, the listener, get to benefit from what I've endured. A prophet is a gift from God to you, to guide you into the truth. The Bible puts it this way in Matthew 10:41. It says, "If you receive a prophet as one who speaks for God, you will be given the same reward as a prophet. As a prophet, my spiritual father is a prophet. I speak from truth. This is real. You are not listening to me by accident. You are listening because God has given you a gift that, if you receive it correctly, you will receive a prophet's reward." I'll leave that as a homework assignment for you to research. May your walk with God increase through the gift you have been given.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.